and originality emerges out of our perseverance to create a new box of meaning out of a saturated one. And to the question, how does it feel to spend an entire life to do what a machine can do in a day? The answer is experienced. And our obstinacy to achieve something is only enriched by the multiple ways we carry to do so. And any regime that is established to conserve power will always go astray and corrupt. And this is why we ought to always fight against it. And our imagination always ought to be nourished by fresh discoveries, even within limited circumstances. And even a mild form of despotism, by favoring something, destroys the rest. And the living worldly idols will always contradict the dead spiritual ones. And even if good faith is popularized, it will always be dressed with luxury and filled with rage. And only in the process we can deliver a truth that is falsified in the repetition enforced by the establishment. And the determination of one by far surpasses the moderation attempted among many. And if we are ready enough to do so, any force can be brought to a complete different extreme. As resources are taken to and brought to other artificial places, so is the humans that are associated with it. And we can be beautiful from within, but we'll always stay ugly if we are all oppressed all around. And paradoxically, it is in the process of wanting to become rich that we become very poor. And keeping our will concentrated, much more time will be dedicated to achieve it. And we may get in a new phase, thinking it's only a transitory one, and yet we may get stuck into it and die. And wisdom is only among those carrying the skeleton of human death as a more or less cynical reminder. And in the impossibility to be active within a framework, we ought to find the strength to develop our own framework and act against the former. And after the establishment reaches its peak, life starts gravitating back to the periphery. And in the highly regulated civilization, imagination comes to a full stop, giving way to rage. And once the connection to the natural sublime gets interrupted, so it starts the path towards degeneration. And we ought to remember that death ought to be celebrated through spiritual art rather than through a worldly driven war. And without hesitation, of all choices, we ought to go for the one that allows us more time. And it takes only a few humans to turn what is fair into what is unfair, and very many to turn what is unfair into what is fair. And we should never let the heat of our indignation to guide us, but rather follow the freshness of our wisdom. And naturally, we are inclined to save every bite of the beauty we experience, and yet we can save all to the Last Supper. And via industrializing human activities, the very source of life has turned into the source of death. And the richest environment is always the one where the resources of another environment can flow into. And with others, we only make concrete the progress we have struggled for alone. And the more daring it is to size, the more nourishing it will be our prey. And playing and being ridiculed, we always start the most serious of games. And even if something is in fact created, commodity will always generate sterility. And it is most easy to treat a poet with disrespect, and yet most difficult to get over the calamities he has prophesied. And modern humanities ought to be read the opposite than the social conventions teaches us to do. And if it is our beauty they want to enslave, let them feel its full weight. And the very rage we keep inside can very well come out in the most tender of poetries. And the more is our speed, the more is our arrogance, and the more we lack the moments to truly gratify our soul. And the more we get spiritually developed, the more we can talk to everyone, and yet the more the others won't listen. And as we try to counter-fight people's rage, we realize it's impossible given that we cannot turn our thoughts into slogans. And any prohibition that is the safeguard of a social commodity ought to be infringed. And it is altitude that generates force even lower below. And we soon learn that we can never put any roots in any place as we would immediately suck in all its ignorance. And there is no way that in a democratic state politicians can act as doctors giving the medicine to its patient. And the wisest is always who can be the happiest alone with his God. And in the degenerating hyper-rationality, what now makes most sense is a great public scribble. And only by being fully independent we can become what our nature tells us to fully become. And the more grounded we are, the more dead we are in the ground. And we ended up surrounded by lifeless potential generated by obstinate fuss. And when there is no escape, the only thing left is to march over the ignorance obstructing our freedom. And we should be open for everyone, yet not for those who want to ultimately exploit us. And we should be so spiritually fortified that everything private, including our privacy, should be fully accessible. And we must be assured that by fully dedicating us on the content, the container will come stronger than expected. and we ought to climb back to the original source as the artificial channels we have built out of it has ultimately dried out. And under artificial protection, poison is ultimately what we need to keep alive. And even under a designated roof, we can keep roofless and open up to the sky. Like the most wild lion, we ought to jump over the macabre generated by social captivation. And the nature we have attempted to grow won't seem any nice because we haven't sweat too much with it. And anything industrial is either too ugly or too detached from the beauty of the natural place. And as our extreme love for something can be only momentary, so our life can be only but precarious. And while protest is for whining kids, resistance is for hardcore humans ready to really free humanity.